Here's a question for you to think about. If COVID was indeed a government-made virus, which is the accurate way of describing the coronavirus, if it was developed in a government-run lab, and if the lab origin of the virus is true, then we need to connect certain dots and ask certain questions. And that question I want us to consider now is, how many government-made viruses are we going to put up with? That's the question. How many government-made viruses are we going to put up with? Now, before digging into this further, if you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel, share the video, and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com. Now back to the question, or at least one of the questions that we absolutely must remain focused on. This is the question, how many government-made viruses are we going to put up with? How many government-made viruses are we going to allow governments to produce and then use in a manner that radically increases the power of those governments? Again, this applies whether it was accidentally released from a bioweapons lab or a biolab in Wuhan or intentionally. Either way, these questions all apply perfectly. Although, if it was intentionally released, obviously that would make things even more serious. But either way, the questions stand. Here's another one. How many freedom-destroying, economy-distorting, elite-empowering viruses are we going to endure before we fully recognize that the governments that create these viruses and then use these viruses, as coronavirus has been used to eviscerate freedom and radically empower the elite abuser class above us, how much of that sort of capitalization on government-made viruses are we going to tolerate? Again, we're talking if here when it comes to the government-made nature of these viruses, but if these bugs are indeed government products, then how long will it take for us to wake up to the true source of the pandemic problem and all of the carnage that has been left in its wake since early 2020? This is a central question that I believe has the elite abuser class quivering in fear. I think they're very concerned, and they should be. This is why we'll be reminding people of this important question and elaborating on it regularly here at HellraiserReport.com. At some point, and hopefully soon, a tipping point will arrive. That tipping point is likely to be reached through the honest, sober, and serious consideration of questions like, how many government-made viruses are we supposed to put up with? If you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel and get connected with me by signing up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com.